Many years ago, I turned 40, and I was at a crossroads in my life, and I ended up having to move back in with my parents. And I was childless and single and living with my parents unexpectedly at the age of 40. And during this period of time, my mother had knee replacement surgery. So I would run errands for her. It was very difficult for her to get around, so I would run errands for her. I didn't have a car, so I would take her giant Avalon, and it had a handicap parking placard. I'm from the Twin Cities. You have those here, right? Okay. So I would run errands for her, and she asked me to go get her pain medication at the pharmacy. And I drove up to the pharmacy, and there was one stall, one handicap parking stall. And I pulled into it. And that's something I'd never done before. Like, I'm the person who yells at people for parking in those spots. But I felt kind of justified. I kind of felt like an outlaw. Like, let's see you take it from me. I'm handicap adjacent. So I pull into this spot, and I start getting out of the car, and someone pulls into the next spot over, which is not a handicap parking spot, and that has a handicap parking placard. He's got one hanging from his rearview mirror. And I had just shut the door, and I am mortified. I am frozen because I'm doing such a wrong, bad thing. So I stand against the car door like this. And I wait for him to get out and walk around and go about his business. And I'm standing there hoping he doesn't see me. And he says, "Well, good morning. How are you?" And I say, "Fine." And he says, "Man, these handicap parking spaces are so handy. I don't know what I would have done after I had my accident." And I see that he is on crutches and he's missing part of a leg. And he says, and he's very convivial, and he says, "I don't know what I would have done if these parking spots hadn't been around." And then he says to me, "So what happened to you?" And I too have never been fast on my feet. And I said the only thing that came into my mind, I said, "Had a baby." I can't even tell the difference between a newborn and a freshly plucked chicken. So, but it came out in this really weird voice that surprised me. It was like, "Had a baby." And then I felt myself, like, I'm a terrible liar. I can always tell when I'm lying. And and I felt my face just, like, I went red from head to toe. And he gets this kind of baffled look on his face. And, of course, I need to double down. So I say, "Big one." No, for real. So we kind of do, and this is Minnesota, and so you can never say goodbye and go on your way. So we're in Minnesota, so this parting of ways is belabored. So he's like, "Oh," and I say, finally he says, "Well, oh, you know, you have a nice day," because I couldn't walk into the pharmacy ahead of him. Because I didn't know how a woman who had just had a giant baby should walk to warrant a handicap parking placard. So I kind of wait him out, and we do the, "Yeah, well, I suppose, yeah, they'll do those things, I guess." And so finally he goes on his way, and I am horrified at myself. I'm absolutely mortified. And I get back in my mother's car, and I start crying, and I drive home. And I walk into my parents' house, and I tell her the story, and I am sobbing. And she says, "Well, did he ask for your number?" Thank you so much.